They told you it was science. They told you it was progress. But behind closed doors, the scalpel was a weapon. The syringe, a poison Trojan horse. And the test subjects, expendable. 1845, Alabama. J. Marion Sims, the so-called father of gynecology, straps down enslaved black women. No anesthesia, no consent. 30 operations, 30 screams muted by history. His journals admit it. Lucy nearly died today, but we must proceed. The U.S. medical establishment funded his butchery, then enshrined him as a hero. Then came Tuskegee, 1932. The Public Health Service, alongside the CDC, lured 600 black men with free treatment. 400 already had syphilis. The cure, penicillin, was deliberately withheld. Autopsies were mandatory. Broken families buried their fathers, never knowing the government had murdered them for medical data. The 1950s, Puerto Rico becomes a laboratory. Poor women, some illiterate, some coerced, fed experimental birth control pills for testing by Big Pharma. They suffered seizures, hemorrhages. Some called it population control. The victims called it genocide. Decades later, those same players would push vaccines with catastrophic fertility side effects. History is a spiral. World War II ended, but the Pentagon's war on its own soldiers had just begun. At Edgewood Arsenal, secret documents reveal that over 60,000 troops were exposed to sarin gas, VX nerve gas, and LSD. One veteran's handwritten note read, "They told us it was harmless. I held my seizing friend as he vomited blood." The truth was only declassified after 80% of the victims were already dead. September 1950. The U.S. Navy operated aerosolized sprayers. They hummed over San Francisco, pumping Serratia marcescens bacteria into the fog. Aerosolized chemtrail event later linked to fatal pneumonia. The hospitals overflowed. The whistleblower's report was buried until a 1976 Senate hearing forced the admission. And then there was Operation Big Buzz, 1955. The Pentagon released millions of weaponized mosquitoes in Florida, testing how quickly they could infect a population. Malaria-like cases spiked. Internal memos bragged. Subjects exhibited symptoms within 72 hours. No warning, no cure. The Pentagon also turned soldiers into lab rats. Operation White Coat infected thousands with biological agents. One veteran testified, "They told us it was harmless. Now my body's failing." It was classified as national security. No compensation. No justice. Even vaccines became weapons. Millions of Americans were injected with SV40, a monkey virus linked to cancer. The CDC buried the truth for 40 years. How many died? The numbers are buried under redacted reports. We'll never know. In 1977, we learned that from New York to St. Louis, military planes sprayed mock bioweapons on civilian cities. The goal? To study how quickly a lethal pathogen could spread by being aerosolized, dropped on the population. Who were the victims? Unconsenting civilians. Long before MKUltra, before Plum Island, there were the Tuskegee syphilis experiments, the deliberate infection of hundreds of black men, the lie of free treatment. Medicine was withheld. And they suffered for decades while the CDC watched and recorded their deterioration to extract medical data as they suffered and died. It was buried in classified files, denied until the bodies piled too high to ignore. Then came Operation Sea Spray, 1950. The Pentagon turned an American city into a test lab. Human guinea pigs, that's what they called them. At Vanderbilt, pregnant women drank vitamin cocktails laced with radioactive iron. And their babies, they were stillborn or deformed. The files were sealed for 50 years. It was all part of government research. Then there were the Fernald School Science Club experiments. Orphans fed radioactive milk by MIT researchers, smiling for the cameras. Unknowingly, they signed their own death warrants. And when the truth came out, they were told there were no long-term consequences. But the graves of the victims tell another story. MKUltra wasn't just about LSD and psychological warfare. It was about annihilation of the self. Electroshock therapy at 30 times the safe voltage. Sensory deprivation tanks, where subjects clawed at their own skin. The goal? Total mind fragmentation. And when the test subjects broke, the CIA laundered the data through universities, Princeton, Harvard. Every breakthrough in modern psychology has been baptized in blood. Plum Island was just the beginning. Former bioweapons scientists admitted Lyme's mutations were no accident. The same Spiroschetti research was conducted at Fort Detrick in the 1960s. Coincidence? The Pentagon's own patents tell the truth. Weaponized ticks, patented with the United States Patent Office. Now, victims of chronic Lyme disease are called hysterical. It's the same playbook that was used for Gulf War syndrome or for Morgellons disease. Silence the sick, discredit the dying, deny everything. Then came the vaccine. Untested, unnecessary, unleashed with legal immunity. VAERS reports skyrocketed, but the CDC scrubbed them. Autopsies revealed microclots, graphene, prion contamination. The doctors who spoke out, they were suspended, erased, censored. This was never about health, it was about control. Digital IDs, CBDCs, depopulation, infertility, food shortages. The same agencies that poisoned San Francisco and murdered Tuskegee victims and dosed troops with anthrax now demand total compliance, absolute obedience from the very population they are working to exterminate. Even the Wuhan lab leak theory was not a conspiracy, it was a distraction. Because at Fort Detrick, at the NIH, the U.S. funded gain-of-function research for decades. It was all illegal, but Fauci's emails prove it. EcoHealth Alliance's grants prove it. The 2011 bat coronavirus patent proves it. And now they're moving on to the next phase. Transmissible vaccines, self-replicating mRNA, mosquito drones. The Pentagon calls it biodefense. It's an extermination agenda. And we, the American people, are now the targets. Concerning Anthony Fauci in 2014, he helped funnel millions of dollars into gain-of-function research, weaponizing viruses in Wuhan. This was an outsourcing of illegal bioweapons research. The result of it? COVID-19 vaccines, bioweapons, intended to achieve depopulation and sickness. Internal emails prove that Fauci knew what he was doing. Yet he pushed for lockdowns and vaccines and masks, crushing small businesses while Big Pharma reaped billions in profits. The thing is, all these government agencies, the DOD, the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, they're all still experimenting. They're still burning the records and denying the truth. Witnesses are disappearing and people are being buried. But the truth can't be killed. And there is no statute of limitations on crimes against humanity. They want you weak. They want you sick and dead. But we are the resistance. share this evidence. Share this video. Boycott their poisons. Fight like your life depends on it, because it does. They experimented, they lied, they killed. Are you going to let them finish the job on you? Or are you going to fight back with the truth? I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the publisher of naturalnews.com, and the founder of Brighteon.com. And you can find more research reports like this one at healthrangerreport.com. Share it widely, share the truth, and help defend humanity against the extermination, depopulation agenda. Thank you for listening.